Coming up in the next hour on Morning Ireland, the fatal crash after a Garda chase, which is now being investigated by the Garda Ombudsman. Also, the latest on the Carndonagh murders and the investigation there. Pat Leahy of the Sunday Business Post on the impact of the government's water problems and the Maria Cahill problem for Sinn Féin, both still ongoing. And a festival for Bram Stoker, the man who made Dracula a star, and other weekend events. That's in the next 60 minutes.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Friday, October 24th. This is Morning Ireland with Cathal McCullia and Audrey Carvel.
The news headlines: an American doctor who treated Ebola patients in West Africa has tested positive for the virus in New York. The Garda Ombudsman Commission is investigating a crash in County Kildare in which one person was killed and several others injured. And a 42-year-old man is still being questioned by Gardaí investigating the deaths of a couple in their 70s in County Donegal. The news in full from Clodagh Walsh.
An American doctor in New York who recently returned from Guinea has tested positive for Ebola. 33-year-old Craig Spencer had been working for Doctors Without Borders treating Ebola patients. He is currently in an isolation unit in the Bellevue Hospital in New York. Our Washington correspondent Katrina Perry reports.
Dr. Craig Spencer left Guinea on the 14th of October and travelling back through a European airport understood to be Brussels, he landed at JFK Airport in New York 3 days later. Aware of the risks, Dr. Spencer was taking his temperature twice daily. Earlier this week, he began feeling fatigued, and yesterday morning he recorded a fever, and suffering from gastrointestinal symptoms, he contacted Doctors Without Borders. They in turn contacted the New York City Health Department, and he was removed from his apartment by ambulance to the Bellevue Hospital. Health officials said Dr. Spencer had ridden on subway trains, gone on a run, met friends, taken an Uber taxi car, and gone bowling before experiencing any symptoms. Four people he was in close contact with are now being monitored: his fiancée, two friends, and the car driver. His apartment in Harlem has been sealed off, and the bowling alley in Williamsburg has been closed as a precautionary measure. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the city had been preparing for an Ebola outbreak for some time, and he was confident the situation was under control. Katrina Perry, RTE News.
The West African country of Mali has confirmed its first Ebola case, a 2-year-old girl recently returned from Guinea. Mali is now the 6th West African country to be affected by the outbreak. However, Senegal and Nigeria have since been declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization. Eamon Meehan, the executive director of Trokora, is in Freetown in Sierra Leone. On this programme, he said the fight against Ebola there is still being lost.
Here in Sierra Leone, there are about 3,500 cases with about 1,500 deaths so far. It's estimated that if it isn't gotten under control within the next 6 weeks, that by December there could be a total of almost 3,000 cases a week here in Sierra Leone. And if that were to happen at that stage, it would be, I think, impossible here in this country to bring it under control.
The Garda Ombudsman Commission is investigating a crash in County Kildare in which one person was killed and several others injured. It happened on the M7 motorway when two vehicles were in collision, one of which was being pursued by Gardaí at the time. James Healy reports.
The collision happened shortly before 9 o'clock last night, just north of exit 13 near Kildare. One woman was killed in the crash. Five other people were injured and taken to Naas and Tallaght hospitals. The full extent of their injuries is unclear. In a statement, the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission confirmed that a collision occurred between two civilian vehicles, one of which was being pursued by Gardaí. The Commission said a team of GSOC investigators was deployed to the scene following a referral of the incident to the Garda Ombudsman. GSOC is also appealing for witnesses or anyone with information that may assist the investigation to contact them.
A 42-year-old man is still being questioned by Gardaí investigating the deaths of Jimmy and Kathleen Cudahy in County Donegal. The couple were found dead at their home in Carndonagh, County Donegal, yesterday morning. The man arrested is being held at Buncrana Garda Station. Chief executives of Irish banks have been told whether or not their institutions have passed stress tests run by the European Central Bank. Sources say permanent TSB has failed one of three stress tests. Our business editor, David Murphy.
Mortgage arrears and a large number of tracker loans have weakened permanent TSB's finances. Sources say it will fail one of three bank stress tests, while AIB and Bank of Ireland will pass. The process examines whether banks have enough funds to withstand a severe economic downturn. It's expected permanent TSB will have to raise hundreds of millions of euro to make up the shortfall. To do so, it will sell shares on the stock market. That will see the state's 99% stake in the bank reduced. Full details of the stress tests will be released on Sunday morning.
EU leaders meeting overnight in Brussels have agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by the year 2030, compared with 1990 levels. However, they delayed taking a decision on just how much each member state will be obliged to reduce their emissions to achieve that goal until after a major UN climate change conference next year. The Irish government asserts it's made considerable progress in ensuring a special provision has been made for agriculture and forestry in the final text. Police in Canada say they believe the man accused of shooting dead a Canadian soldier and attacking the country's parliament building on Wednesday acted alone. The suspect has been identified as 32-year-old Michael Zihaf Bibo, a Canadian citizen who may have had dual citizenship with Libya and was believed to be making his way to Syria. Canadian police have also released a video which shows the suspect arriving at Parliament buildings and getting out of a car with a rifle over his shoulder. And now the time is just 7 minutes past 8.